Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
Agriculture expert urges consistent export policies across sectors. Christian Nation Forum bemoans rise in moral decay among youths. And the Human Rights Watch accuses Mali armed forces of executing and disappearing Fulani men. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Agriculture expert Gilbert Banda has called on government to apply the same export restrictions implemented in the agriculture sector to the energy sector. Mr. Banda questioned why government has banned maize exports until national food security is assured, yet continues to export electricity despite ongoing local power shortages. He said this when he featured on Christian Voices' chatback program on the topic, delays in government's maize purchasing process. The loss of power has negatively affected both livestock and crop farmers, where electricity is essential for production, said Mr. Banda. Mr. Banda emphasized that electricity exports should only be allowed once local energy demands have been fully met, urging for consistency in government policies across all sectors.
I wish that, you know, they would have the same reasoning for power as well, that they should be saying, can we take care of our people first? But for power, they keep saying, no, we need the green. So you see, it's an inconsistency there. You know, on one hand, for maize, you say, no, we can't allow you to export because we need strategic. Why can't we also say, for power, we need strategic reserves, that, you know, there's sufficient power for us to take care of our citizens before we export, you know, because it's the same dollar. Why are we saying for maize no, but for power yes?
The Zambia National Farmers Union ZNFU has called for the immediate withdrawal from Parliament the proposed Lands and Deeds Registry Amendment Bill number 13 of 2025 due to lack of consultation with key stakeholders, including farmers. ZNFU President Jarvis Zimba says the union, however, agrees with President Hakainde Hichilema's recognition of long-standing land administration issues at the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources, particularly the issues of multiple titles and the toll land disputes are taking on farmers. Mr. Zimba has, however, expressed concern that the amendment bill was drafted without input from the farming community, which it described as the most affected group. This lack of engagement has led to deep dissatisfaction with the bill, especially the provision granting the Chief Registrar of Lands powers to cancel certificates of title, said Mr. Zimba in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He said the provision, if enacted without proper safeguards and inclusive dialogue, threatens the confidence farmers have in Zambia's land governance system. Mr. Zimba has since appealed to the Minister of Lands and Natural Resources to withdraw the bill from Parliament immediately and initiate a transparent consultation process with all relevant stakeholders, including farmers. He has also emphasized that any legislative changes must balance the need to address current land issues while preserving the integrity of land ownership. The Christian Nation Forum, CNF, has raised concern over the increasing circulation of obscene materials on the internet, warning that the trend poses a serious threat to the moral fabric of Zambia's younger generation. Forum Chairman Israel Chelelwa says if the issue is not addressed urgently, it could corrupt the morals of youths and negatively impact future generations. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Bishop Chelelwa urged both government and the church to work together in combating the spread of such harmful content, which he said tarnishes Zambia's identity as a Christian nation. Based on the Christian values enshrined in the Constitution, Zambia must be protected from such vices, said Bishop Chelelwa. He further called on parents and guardians to take a more active role in instilling Christian values and moral discipline in children from an early age. Meanwhile, Bishop Chelelwa also expressed concern over the moral decay in higher learning institutions, urging school authorities to incorporate moral and value-based education in their programs.
The government and the church should work together to see how to reduce this wild social media that we are experiencing now. Yeah, I think it's not a good thing at all. We need to curb it, and curb it now, because if it gets out of hand as it is, we are going to lose a generation. in the future will not be bright for children and even the people to come. And definitely in higher education, because it seems like when people get into higher education, they are left loose. There's no guidance at that level.
The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACES, has urged the Minister of Education to embark on a nationwide sensitization campaign on the newly introduced school curriculum reforms. NACES Executive Director Aaron Chansa says while the reforms are necessary, it is vital that parents, learners and stakeholders fully understand their purpose and impact. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Chansa welcomed the Minister of Education's directive that learners who fail the 2025 Grade 9 examinations will be required to repeat Form 1 in 2026. He said the decision is in line with objectives of the new curriculum. These changes are fundamental, and the Minister of Education and the Examination Council of Zambia, ECZ, should partner with civil society organizations to effectively sensitize the public, said Dr. Chansa. He also backed the Examination Council of Zambia's decision to eliminate separate answer sheets in examinations, saying it will help students focus better during exams and reduce government's expenditure.
These changes are very, very fundamental. It's not just a matter of announcing at a press conference in Lusaka. The ECZ and the ministry must engage also stakeholders like civil society, the church, the parents, and everybody else to make sure that these changes are understood, and also people understand the importance of making this, but also a matter of saving costs, because if you don't have an exam at grade 9, it means that the government will not be able to spend at that level.
We now join Chelasi Luamba with the latest on the money markets.
A lovely afternoon, midweek to our listeners on the Bond Radio Station. Is trading to currency market 1.17, that is euro, 1.35 pound. South African rand hanging in 20.55.68. I'm looking at the Aussie dollar, very strong, and with 7.17 Chinese one, 86.42 in the rupee, and the leaders in Europe are actually headed into China after Japan. So Japanese yen on 1.46 against the dollar. 65.10, that is a jet fuel, 68.39. Brent crude, I take you to Bond application 90. Treasury bills are underway tomorrow. Almost 3 billion plus being taken by the government off the market. I hope they get that. But what I'm seeing just now, because TBU's application is underway tomorrow, the currency should have appreciated, but the Kwacha hasn't done that. Actually lost some ground. Though within the band, the banks are selling at 23.5. Most of them, that's an average rate. So I wouldn't say the dollars as rather quite as have depreciated. No. I think we're okay there. 23.5. We're fine. We're not 8.25. Okay. 23.5. And of course, I'm looking at copper price on 9907 per ton, 15505 nickel, 548. That is wheat. I'm looking at 417. That is corn. 8117. I have to give you that is cocoa. And of course, 1031. That is soya beans. For gold lovers, 3428.50 an ounce. And the Lusaka Stock Exchange, believe it or not, there is a good amount there, 46 million traded yesterday, and that is CEC. And CEC shares, the value is 22.24, okay, 22.24 per share. And I think the volumes there, they're quite high, that are changing hands. And of course, I've seen Dow Jones on 44.907. I've given you London Stock Exchange, 9067.44, and our very own Lusaka, 2938.68. So all in all, if you can zero in on a Kwacha is still strong, come on, 23.5. If we had gone back to 26, I'd say depreciating for now, so good. Enjoy your entire break. As I'm saying, TBU is underway, but they're not affecting the market. Actually, Kwacha is sort of losing some points. Not depreciating, but losing some points. It's bye-bye.
Thank you, Chela, for that update. In Africa news, at least 81 Fulani men have been forcibly disappeared and more than a dozen executed by Mali's armed forces and the Russian Wagner Group, according to a report released on Tuesday by the Human Rights Watch. The International Rights Watchdog alleges that the abuses occurred during joint military operations conducted since January 2025 aimed at combating Islamist militias in the region. The Human Rights Watch says it has documented credible evidence that at least 12 Fulani men were summarily executed and 81 others remain missing following their arrest by Malian forces and Wagner operatives. The report highlights that